Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This podcast episode is brought to you by The Courage Circle. The Courage Circle is a 20-week discipleship program in the study and application of God's Word. This program is for women who want a closer relationship with God and a better understanding of the Word so that they can apply it to their day-to-day life. If you want to become bolder in your faith, more confident in your walk, and courageous enough to answer the call in your life, then this is the program for you. Ain't it time to get serious about growing in the Word? Enroll today. www.thecouragecircle.com. You can use the code DOC25 to save 25%. What's up, good people? If this is your first time tuning in, thank you for being here and welcome. I think you're gonna love it. So go right ahead and click the subscribe button. Why put off for later what you can do right now? If you have been with me for a while, you know, we go way back, you and I, then I just want to say thank you for continuing to support the podcast, listening, sharing it. I love it when you guys share it on social media. Share it with your friends. Go ahead and hit that share button. Send it via text. I love it. Thank you so much. I could not get these messages out all across the world without you guys sharing it as well. All right. So today, guys, I want to talk a little bit about faith. I feel like, you know, without question, over the past several months, more so now than ever, we have been put into situations across the globe where it's, you know, our faith is not, may not be holding up so great, or it's definitely giving our faith a run for its money, or it's definitely testing the strength of what we say we believe in. When things are easy, that does not put your faith to the test. When things get hard, it's like, okay, let's see if this faith can stand now. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that. So I read this article years ago that talked about the power of quitting. I think it was in Oprah's magazine. I think it was in the Oprah magazine, but I'm not 100% sure. Every time I talk about it or I think about this article or I refer to it, I always give her credit for it. So I think it was the Oprah magazine, O magazine. And at the time, it was tremendous help to me because it really helped me to, it was an article that talked about like quitting, right? So it helped me to quit doing things that weren't really working for me. It helped me to quit doing things that I didn't like. So sometimes we kind of get caught up into doing stuff and starting things because it's popular, or because our friends are doing it. And this, I was a lot younger then. This is probably in my 20s, my early 20s. I read this article, I think. Don't make me lie to y'all. I feel like it was in my early 20s. I could just be so off. But anyway, there were lots of things I was doing that I didn't necessarily want to continue doing. And so, you know, I quit. It talked about how, you know, great people or people who are great at things know when to quit or something like that. And so I liked it. So I started quitting things that weren't working. And I kind of kept that same energy. And, you know, as I went through life, the problem is that, you know, what once, you know, helped me to free up my schedule and to get more focus became a hindrance to my greatness. Because when my marriage was troubled, I wanted to quit that. And I threatened to do it several times, actually, right? So things got bad. I'm like, oh, I'm out. I ain't got to stay here. I don't want to be with you. I ain't got to put up with this. You know, I took those vows. I said better for better or worse. But when worse came, I was like, nope, I changed my mind. I wanted to be out. It just, if things weren't working for me, if I didn't like it, I wanted to be out. That was true in my personal relationships too. I didn't learn great conflict resolution. So if there was a problem in other relationships outside of my marriage and friendships where there seemed to be some type of strain or some type of conflict, nope, you got a pink slip. I was out and done. It's not working. I quit. I don't like it. I quit. It's too hard. I quit. Just, you know, quitting. And I focused on the things that I did well, which, you know, benefited me to some degree. But when my life became difficult, it became too difficult to bear when my depression was at an all-time low, when I was grieving the loss of my cousin, when my marriage was absolutely in shambles. You know, I wanted to quit my life. I didn't just want to quit the things that weren't working. I applied that liberally across the board to every single area. I remember telling my husband, like, man, I don't really know if I want to keep parenting these kids. And you can judge me if you want to. But if you have not raised teenagers, don't you send me no email about nothing, okay? Because those teenagers will test everything you have in you. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying certainly mine did. And so I was like, I don't even think I really want to parent these kids anymore. I was thinking, like, you know, maybe I changed my mind. He was like, yeah, don't really work like that. And so clearly this concept of quitting things, while it has some merit, clearly I took it too far, right? And so since I've come to know Christ personally, you know, things have changed for me. I'm no longer like quitting everything. I ain't quitting stuff. Now I'm gonna quit if the Lord say quit. I'm gonna quit if I knew it wasn't in alignment when I said quit, but I'm not quitting everything. And so through intense study in the Word of God, which you guys know I've shared, that's how I overcame depression. I have built and continue to build a faith that doesn't fold under the pressures of life, or that doesn't break under the pressures of life. It might bend, but it's not going to fold like in a card game, like, oh, I give up. No, that's not happening. Okay? Not going to happen. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 36 say, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Right? When God delivered me to this side, I started to think about why I was so willing to throw away my confidence in my marriage and my confidence in my future, or my confidence in, you know, the possibilities for my life. Why was I so willing to just throw those things away? And the first thing I realized is that I had misplaced my confidence. My confidence wasn't in God. It wasn't in my faith. My confidence was in my husband. And the problem with that, it's not that he's not a good man, it's that he is a man. He's a human being. Humans are imperfect. I couldn't put my confidence in my marriage. Do you know why? Because marriages fail. People get divorced all the time. So the confidence that I had when I said I do, the confidence that I had when I first got married, was based on the man that I married, and I was putting confidence in the union we created. Right? But we are imperfect humans. We go through things, we make mistakes. That was true for him, and it was certainly true for me. Marriages take hits, they go through difficult times, and they sometimes fail, right? And so my confidence was misplaced. I also kind of had this microwave mindset. That was my other problem, this microwave mindset that I had, you know? I was wanting the storm to end immediately. It wasn't just that I believed God. It wasn't just that I was believing God. It wasn't just that, you know, I was going to read my Bible. I was going to pray. That wasn't the thing. I wanted it to end right that second. I wanted it to be an immediate thing. And so that made me impatient. And so if I read something or if I did something and it didn't work, I was like, well, I tried. Now it's okay for me to give up. Well, if you read my book, Power Principles of Courageous Living, How I Overcame Depression and Took Back My Life, then you know that my marriage improved. And so did my life. And so did my outlook on life, right? Guess what, though? There have been many storms Since then, there has been more trouble in paradise. There have been difficult situations. There have been tightness in our finances. We have had problems with these kids. We've suffered other losses, right? But this time, I held on to my faith. I bent. I was knocked down. But my bounce back is a fool, okay? I didn't stay down and I didn't fold and say, okay, I give up. I'm out the game. How did I get there? Houseway. How did I build this type of faith when I had spent the majority of my life, my adult life, especially quitting things? Well, the first thing is I built my faith. My faith is built in the foundation of the Word of God, right? Actual Bible study, not just what my cousin said or what my grandma said or what I heard in church. The foundation was in the Bible, in the actual Word of God. I spent 2 hours and 24 minutes a day devoting time to Bible and Bible study, to reading what the Lord had to say about my role as a woman, my role as a wife, my role as a mother. And as I studied the Word and I spent more time on the Word and I could see how God moved in the lives of imperfect people, how God resurrected dry bones, how God raised people from the dead where there were dead situations, and when it looked like people weren't going to win and they won anyway, that, you know, raised my confidence in God. That improved my, like, now I have more confidence in God. I started to place my confidence in God because God was the common denominator in all those stories with imperfect people and crazy things happening and all of these trials and tribulations that they were going through. Every single person that came through on the other side came through on the other side better, brighter, and better off because of the work that God did, right? Because God was a part of it. So I started to put my confidence in God. I also put my faith to work. You know, in the beginning, it was small changes, right? So as I read the Bible and I started to see God differently, I started to challenge my mindset, what I believe to be possible. I started to change my behavior. I started to change my behavior to be in alignment with what I said I believed. I started to change my words, my speech, what I said, how I spoke over my life to be in alignment with the way that God said things would work. And so as a result, I stand before you. I'm actually sitting, but I stand before you, you know, as a woman who's enjoying life. I enjoy my life. Like, I'm actually enjoying my life. I am still, like, listen, still have a difficult season. Right? Still living in difficult seasons. Still went through a season where, you know, my husband and I are separated due to COVID-19 and the work that he's doing. And that is not easy. Dealing with the transition and the change of my life cycle, my cycle in life, my stage of life, where I went from being a mom with my mother, my husband, and our three kids living in the house to now where I'm just a mom with my 20-year-old son living in the house. That, you know, listen, that is not an easy adjustment period. But even with all of that going on, I can still honestly say to you that I'm enjoying my life. And it's not perfect. But when I feel the pressure, I press on. My faith is in God, His Spirit. The Spirit of God is what sustains me. It's what keeps me. I do not fold. I will not fold. That faith that I have built on the Word of God and in my dependence on God and in trusting Him, that type of faith, it doesn't fold. It's not folding. It's not giving up. It's not throwing in the towel. Now, I might need to take a break. I might need a timeout. I might be bent. I might be pressed. I might be crushed, but it ain't over. The fight ain't over. And I'm certainly not giving up, not even close. I want to encourage you to, in this time, it doesn't even matter what you're going through. In this time, I want to encourage you to build a faith that won't fold, a faith that won't throw in the towel, a faith that won't give up, even when your eyes are saying it's not going to work out, that you would still hold on, right? I want you to build a foundation in Bible study, build your confidence in God, and then put your faith to work. If you are ready to get serious about Bible study, join the Courage Circle. It's going to teach you Bible in a way you've never seen. in a way you could not even imagine. Giving you a fresh look. It is giving you a fresh look at popular Bible stories, Bible heroes that you know and love, but in a way that's going to bring you closer to God, and that's going to help you to apply those revelations, the lessons, the wisdom that you find there to your day-to-day life. Because faith comes by hearing. We know that hearing comes by the word of God, but we also know that we have to be hearers and doers of the faith. And in the Courage Circle, you will learn how to be a doer of the faith in all aspects of your life. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Be sure to share this podcast if it has blessed you. I'd love to hear from you. Share it and tag me. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, at me, Courage Molina. Let me know how this has blessed you. All right, y'all. Until next time, be strong and very courageous.